Yes. We're learning the laws of Birchas Hamazon, the short siman entitled Im HaPoalim Mechoyavim Levarech, which is actually a Mishnah in the Sefer Brachos, discusses a person hires workers and it's time for them to eat. The question is, when it comes to the benching, the davening, do they bench the regular benching, or is it an abridged benching, which we may or may not be so familiar with? So the Mechaber tells us that po'alim ha'osim ulocha itzel bal habayis, that when it comes to people who do work by bal habayis, we're going to discuss exactly what this person's salary is, which will make a difference. Mekatsun b'birchas hamazon k'deish lo levatam alechas bal habayis. So important is it not to waste a moment of work, that even to minimize the benching, that one will have an abridged benching so that you will not be taking away from the precious time where you could be working as you were hired. Ketzad, so the Shulchan Aruch defines what exactly is this abridged benching. He says, Baruch Rishona Ketikna, when it comes to the first paragraph, we don't change that in any fashion. That's always done the same way. Shnia, when it comes to the second paragraph, Nodlucha, Poseach Meberchas Aretz, we open up with that paragraph. So we, even though it doesn't really discuss this in great length, basically the second and third paragraph are combined into one. Ve'ein omrim berchas hatova meitiv klal, and when it comes to these people who are working, they do not say anything after B'nei Yerushalayim. They do not say hatova meitiv, as the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that it is midrabanan. At that point, of course, Berachas Mazon is a Torah obligation, but only a certain part of the benching. Certainly when it comes to the paragraph of Hatova Meitiv, everyone agrees that that is Durabanan, therefore, in order to not have to take away too much work, then that paragraph is not said. But then the Mechaber says, when do we apply these rules? Only Kishinotun Schar al Malachtan Milvad Hasuda. It's only specifically when you're actually going to be walking away at the end of the day with more than just a nice meal that the Baal Bais provided for you, but also a little paycheck. If all you're getting out of this is food, as the expression goes, I'll work for food, because that's all you're getting, therefore in that situation we do not say that the Baal Bais should tell you to shorten your benching, but you say the regular benching in this situation. Furthermore, which is basically what the Gemara also says, that if you have the Baal Bais that's eating with you, reclining with you, so too, even in the event that you're getting a salary, but the fact that this Baal Bais is eating with you, enjoying the meal, it gives the impression that he's not as particular, he's not as machmid, and therefore for that reason, you are allowed to, and you should, say the regular benching. Now, therefore, based on these halachos, you can probably wonder, okay, if I, in fact, I'm being hired, so I have to make sure whether or not the Baal Bais is there, if he's not there, if I'm being given food, or only food as opposed to a salary, so I have to be able to remember all this. But the Mechaber says that that's not the case. In fact, we do not apply this rule at all. But in the nowadays, even though this is something which was found in the Mishnah and the Gemara, nowadays, l'olam mevarachim kol arba brachos. Doesn't make a difference even if you are poel, even if you're working, we always will say the entire benching. There's none of this abridged benching. She'ein derech b'nei adam achshav l'hakbid b'kach. Because nowadays, I guess for whatever reason, the Baal Bais is not as particular. And for that reason, mistama adaita d'hachi sochim po'alim shivarach kol abu brachos kisiknam. It's self-understood that when you hire someone, that it'll be part of the deal is that they're going to end up having to take a little bit of that time to bench. And therefore, because it's self-understood that people are not machbid as far as this is concerned, therefore, you do the entire benching. So, on this, the Aruch HaShulchan asks the question, well, that's all fine and well, as the Shulchan Aruch is stating, that people generally are not machbid, but let's say you come across, as maybe some of us do throughout our business dealings with individuals who are machped, that will not want you to spend even an extra second. So maybe in this situation, even nowadays, we should apply such a rule that an abridged benching should be recited. So the Piskei Tshuvos, citing the Aruch HaShulchan, says, no. V'yafilu im omer bal habayis shehu machbid lo say sinim le. Even if the bal habayis says, no, I am machbid, I do not want him to do the entire benching, I want him to do the abridged benching, doesn't make a difference, we do not listen to them. Not only that, so far, even if, let's say, the whole agreement of this individual working for me was on a condition, I say, you can work for me, but there's only on one condition. I'm telling you up front, there's no way you're doing this whole benching, this whole davening thing. You can't do it. So in that situation, you would maybe think that we should, in fact, have this abbreviated benching. No, Lois Nassin and Lay, we did not listen to him either. So why? If in fact the Gemara, the Mishnah discusses, it's all about being machbid, so this person is being machbid. So he says as follows, Kivan Shekuli Alma Ein Nohagin Kain, since the entire world does not have such standards, Harizak Kikibu Kechova L'Spal of Arach Karagil. It's understood that any person who works, that they're going to be given a lot of time to daven, as well as to be able to bench properly. And therefore, one individual cannot come and remove something in which is self accepted, it's accepted universally as far as this particular halacha. And therefore, in fact, no matter what this Baal Bayis says, the halacha in fact stands that nowadays there is no abridged benching, but rather the entire benching must be recited.